Good morning, everyone. As you know, the big story this morning, as it's been for most of the last 50 days, is the oil gusher that continues in the Gulf of Mexico. Brian Pendleton, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a student at Carnegie Mellon University, a PhD student, right?
That's correct.
Could you explain to me why it is that you seem to have a unique window on some of the global angst being directed at BP?
Certainly. So basically, in addition to being a PhD student, I'm an early adopter. I like to play with the newest technologies when I can. And I got a Twitter account fairly early that, since my initials are BP and I've used BP for other accounts in the past, happens to be BP, which was fine for the first couple of years on Twitter. However, it's not as good these days.
And so your exact Twitter handle is at BP, right?
That's right.
And when did you start receiving some, shall we say, nasty tweets? And when did you begin to link it to what was going on in the news?
I think it happened pretty much as soon as there was news about an oil spill. People started saying, you know, something to the effect of, this is terrible, and or BP screwed up. And since some of them used at BP in those messages, I started seeing them directly as messages directed to me through Twitter.
Well, something to the effect of, I think we can get a little more accurate here. These are some tweets that went to your account, repeated verbatim by some of the folks on our staff who needed to release a little energy and angst yesterday. Listen.
At BP, seriously, your apology was terrible. You ought to be ashamed, but I know you're not.
Thanks, at BP. You single-handedly the planet beyond repair for the rest of human existence.
At BP, = broken pipe.
All right, and that's a fair characterization of a lot of the tweets you've received. Any others that are memorable you'd like to share?
Well, there's been an interesting one overnight in the same spirit as the one you had to bleep. Somebody managed to write that much more succinctly, but using really large, like, text art, so that on my phone it just sort of took up most of the screen to see this expletive.
Brian, do you feel as if your privacy has been invaded by all this?
I mean, Twitter's an inherently open system, yeah. So it's hard to feel like anyone's invading your privacy just because they're sending you messages.
Do you feel a little bit like a wall that's been spray painted on, though?
I get a little bit of that, definitely, especially the ones that just are unreasoned and angry, because it sort of seems like if you're going to have something to say, it would at least make sense to put some thought into it rather than merely just being angry.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, wait a minute.
He's a PhD student at Carnegie Mellon University. Okay. I sense a dissertation in this whole thing. Have you thought about what this actually means?
Well, I certainly am thinking about it. I don't know how it turns into a dissertation yet, but there's definitely a lot to be said for kind of understanding what online identity means and what a mistaken identity is. Most online systems have some way of attaching a real person to what they use internally to associate with people. And, you know, Twitter's is fairly simple, which makes it a very simple service. People can use it, but it also makes it possible for this kind of mistake to happen.
But it's interesting because you get to look at your stream on your tweet deck and see these messages. I mean, what were the people intending? It's not like graffiti where you want everybody to walk by the wall and see it. These are sort of like messages in a bottle, as well as being sort of angry expletives.
But isn't it like letters to the editor? You're writing to the president of the company. They're tweeting you, thinking that Tony Hayward is going to see these things. Don't you think?
I wonder. What do you think, Brian?
I don't actually think that most of these people believe that BP is going to respond, just because that hasn't been the character of big companies in general on Twitter. I think people use Twitter more to talk with each other and to kind of make a statement to the world, and that by saying, you know, expletive or otherwise, expressing their anger and associating with someone, that their friends can recognize kind of where they're coming from. And yeah, if that means that the corporation notices and sees this stream of anger, maybe they'll respond or maybe they won't, but at least they'll have gotten it off their chest. You could do that publicly now, where it was kind of hard to do that and feel like you might have reached anyone at all before these kind of online services came along.
I love this getting it off your chest idea. Brian Pendleton, again, we're talking with someone whose handle on Twitter is at BP. A lot of people have mistaken his handle for actually getting a message to BP about what's going on in the oil spill. Has anybody come up with a spill-related unique emoticon to describe how they're feeling?
Gosh, I haven't seen anything unique yet. I've seen a lot of the common Twitter stuff. You see pound oil spill. You see, people make up an expression. recently quite a few people have been apologizing for others for mistakenly tweeting me. So sort of memes within memes, ideas propagating. But I haven't seen anything unique to the oil spill yet, as far as I know.
I suspect that you've managed to tell people how they can actually get in touch with BP, right? Would you like to give that information?
Sure. Well, so I'm at BP. BP America, anyway, is at BP underscore America. So if you really mean them, you can go ahead and tweet it to them.
Meanwhile, poor Brian Pendleton will have to listen to tweets or read tweets like this.
At BP, seriously, your apology was terrible. You ought to be ashamed, but I know you're not.
Or this.
At BP, equal sign, broken pipe.
And I love this one. BP, when are we ever going to get to the truth from you? I mean, obviously, the top kill isn't working. Don't play us for a fool. Has your self-esteem taken a hit at all during this entire episode, Brian Pendleton?
I mean, I don't really take it personally. In fact, if anything, I've been kind of having fun with it since I was using Twitter before. My own friends, mostly, follow me. And so I've been picking the ones that are kind of ironic out of context. If you didn't know there was an oil spill and you thought somebody was writing something like this, especially the ones that don't specifically mention oil spill. And I've been kind of reposting them to my feed so that my friends can have a laugh.
You're doing your own joke video.
Yeah, but it's a great narrative on this story. But it makes you wonder if somebody named Halliburton has a tweet account as well. Brian Pendleton, his Twitter handle is at BP, received a lot of invective about people reacting to the oil spill. But, of course, he's not actually associated with BP. Brian Pendleton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.